With that being said, I am going to spend the next 30 minutes talking about hard-to-prove family relationships. It's a really short period of time, and there's obviously a lot to cover. So I hope that kind of as I breeze through some of this, you'll find some of the slides or some of the resources that I mention helpful when you go back to your regular practice. So with that being said, we'll get started. This is an overview just kind of what I will touch on. It's broken down into three topics, starting with the basics, types of cases, and acceptable proof. Of course, you know, what to do with all those special cases. And notes on specific countries, specific relationships, and some practice pointers just from different clients that we've seen at our office. So let's begin at the very beginning, of course. The basics. We're talking today about, I'm going to focus on three specific types of relationships, just because I feel like with those three, obviously you can cover kind of a more extended, you know, you can use those three to kind of cover other types of relationships. So, so we'll talk about parent-child, sibling, and then spousal too. But with that being said, you know, the burden of proof is on the petitioner. Generally, it's preponderance of the evidence. And of course, you always want to start with the primary sources when you're looking at these relationships. And with that, you know, what are the primary sources? For a parent-child relationship, it's going to be vital records, birth certificates, pretty simple. That can also include marriage certificates for the parents, divorce decrees, and adoption records. There was a really great panel earlier today on adoption, and I thought that that gave a lot of really good pointers to help with, you know, the parent-child relationship in an adopted circumstance.